This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is pollster Scott Rasmussen, head of Rasmussen Reports, which in its latest numbers is showing that the American people are increasingly dissatisfied with the performance of the stimulus package passed in February. It's also showing lower numbers for President Obama on his approval rating, as well as Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. And Scott, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
I think a lot of people might be surprised by a number, a plurality, in fact, of 45% of Americans who just want Congress to cut off the stimulus where it is right now, since most of the money hasn't been spent, and scrap the rest of it. What do you make of that?
Well, there's a natural reluctance among the American people to see an increase in government spending. A majority of Americans consistently believe that the more the government spends, the worse it is for the economy. If you went back to when the stimulus package was first debated in Congress, there was a constant push from the public to include less spending and more tax cuts in that proposal.
How much polling have you done on this question, and how much of a change have we seen in the public's attitude towards the stimulus?
Well, on that particular question about cutting off the stimulus, we haven't followed up with it, but we do know that overall the perceptions of the stimulus have been declining. Right now, 31% of Americans think that it helped the economy, 30% think it hurt, and another third just aren't seeing any kind of impact. And when you think about spending about $800 billion, if two-thirds of the people say there's no impact or it hurt, that's not a great sales pitch.
Scott, you, of course, are also doing a daily Obama tracking poll, but it doesn't really include the leaners. It's basically the strongly approving and the strongly disapproving. And we're now seeing for the first time that the strongly disapproving voters outnumber those who strongly support what the president is doing. In your own analysis, you say it's too early to tell whether this is just an aberration or whether it's a real trend. But what does the best evidence suggest right now?
Well, every day we go along, it suggests that there has been a decline in support for the president. And in particular, what we're seeing right now is a decided downward assessment of the president following last week's jobs report. I think, you know, obviously people are tied to the economy and to what's going on there. That jobs report was a jolt to a lot of people, and the president's ratings for handling the economy have gone down. His overall ratings have dropped pretty markedly since that report, and it's going to take a little bit for the president to recover. I think also, you know, we do, when we poll people, we do ask about their overall levels of approval, even those that don't have strong opinions. And we're now, for the first time, finding that the number of people who approve even somewhat of the president has fallen below his vote totals from last year. Last year he got 53% of the vote. Only 52% now approve of the president's performance.
Scott, it's been said by some that the president is more popular than his policies, but are these latest numbers starting to catch up with the numbers on the policies themselves?
No, the president's still more popular than the policies. And you know, we have to keep all this in perspective. His numbers are down, but they're not horrible numbers by any stretch of the imagination. When you're the president and you've got a bad economy and your job approval numbers are hovering around 50%, that's not a bad place to be. What we're seeing on the proposals is there is a concern about the cost and the overall direction. And what I think people tend to overlook is we're all talking about the politics of these policies right now. A year from today, we'll be talking about the reality of what's happened. And the example I keep giving is General Motors. Massively unpopular effort to take over the General Motors company. People want to sell the company as fast, don't want the government to sell it as fast as possible. They don't want to be in the business. A year from today, if GM is doing very well and it's paying back taxpayers and things are going great with the economy, people are going to look back and say, well, that was a good move by the president. On the other hand, if a year from today GM is back asking for more bailout money, that's going to be bad news for both the company and for the president.
We're talking with pollster Scott Rasmussen. And Scott, another thing you've been tracking now ever since the nomination, I think, has been made is that of Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. For the most part, she's looked pretty safe in the latest polls. But, of course, just last week, the Supreme Court reversed her decision on the firefighters discrimination case out of New Haven, Connecticut. How big of a toll has that taken on her popularity?
Well, it took an immediate hit. For the first time, we found a narrow plurality opposed to her confirmation, and I doubt it had very much to do with the reversal of her ruling as much as the fact that it was the first time many people had heard about the ruling in the first place. Now, what we're going to have to wait and see, that poll was conducted right in all the glare of the publicity about the Supreme Court ruling. Sometimes when there's big news coverage like that, you get a result that is influenced overly by that number. We'll have to wait and see. If 2 weeks from now her numbers are still upside down, then you may see more pushing against her by Republicans in the Senate. Still, overwhelmingly, Americans expect that she will be confirmed, even if they're evenly divided as to whether she should be.
And right now, your poll pretty much has it even with those
right.
disapproving of her just a couple points above those who approve of her. So given the breakdown in Congress, this isn't likely to force a titanic shift in how she's treated over the next week or so.
But it may have a big impact on how the debate plays out. And one of the things that sometimes activists forget is the tone of the debate, the topics that are discussed, do have an impact going forward because there is still a battle for public opinion in America.
Scott, can two seemingly unrelated issues factor into one another in polling? In other words, if people have a more negative view of Obama because they don't think his economic policies have us on the right track, they're more likely to question a Supreme Court nominee, or are the two completely isolated?
The issues are isolated, but the politics are not. The more that the president is seen as losing his popularity, the more individual members of Congress will be willing to step up against him. The more people will begin, more individual Democrats and Republicans, both will they'll adjust their calculus as they think about what it means for the 2010 elections. A president with very high job approval ratings can get a lot of things done that a president with mediocre ratings can't.
And finally, over the next few weeks, what will you be looking for in the Obama ratings or other ratings to determine what kind of trend we're really on here?
The first thing we're going to just watch is to see how much of this decline in the Obama ratings sticks. Is this something that, again, was just a shock because of the jobs report and it will go back to where it was before, or is it going to stay low? We'll also be tracking all of the issues involved, and we're watching carefully the health care debate and the climate change debate because those are specific bills that get to the core of the direction that Barack Obama is proposing. His agenda is to expand the government's involvement in the economy, and Americans are skeptical about that. So as that plays out, we'll get a better sense of where it's all heading.
Well, we'll keep watching the issues and the numbers. Scott, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Scott Rasmussen, head of Rasmussen Reports, one of the most respected polling firms in the country. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.